think smoke is in the air. That means legendary goals.
Oh, it's a cannon shot. Go ahead and give him the goal of the week.
Heroic saves.
Outstanding point blank save. You are denied.
Inter Miami Soccer is on ESPN 106.3.
Gol de Messi.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Our Inter Miami Herons with a game for the first time in God knows how long. It seems like it's been a year since the last time Inter Miami has played an MLS game. Now, obviously, making it to the round of 16 at the FIFA Club World Cup, netting in $21 million in prize money. $21 million in prize money for our Inter Miami Herons. We're going to be talking plenty of Messi. We're going to be talking plenty of Suarez and company as they're getting ready to take on Montreal this coming weekend. In Montreal, too, our Herons going to have to go on the road. That is going to be a 7 p.m. start time. 7 p.m. start time for us on the radio network. I will be live with the pregame coming up at 7 p.m. on ESPN 106.3, and then coming up at 7:30, our great friend, and I can't wait to rendezvous with our great friend Ken Lovica. It's been a little bit. Speaking of it being a little bit, I haven't seen Damian Perez in about a week since the last time we did our show here, Pink Smoke. Dame, how's it going, brother?
How's it going? Going great. Honestly, with after this Club World Cup and Inter Miami's, let's say, run in the Club World Cup, it's going great. You know, I'm feeling good.
Now, I wanted to start, and we'll get into Messi Mania presented by our good friends at PNC. We'll go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. We'll check out what's been going on there. There have been games, by Dame. There were games last week in the MLS that we're going to have to catch up with. We'll go around the table on that, and we'll check out the Inter Miami injury report. But I did want to start with the FIFA Club World Cup because, Damien, we were texting over, I would say, what was this, Sunday? No, this was Monday night. Manchester City losing to Al Hilal, and I laughed hysterically at the English media's reaction at their mighty, and I call them mighty, their mighty Manchester City losing to a Saudi team 4-3. Simon Jordan, which you could hear on Talk Sport, one of the more popular sports stations out there in the United Kingdom, he said something that I completely agree with, Damien. Pep Guardiola has a lot to answer for, because that roster that Manchester City has, the caliber of players that Manchester City has no business losing to a Saudi league, Saudi team like Al Hilal. No business.
And the investments that they made, you know, going in, they signed Cherki, they signed Reinders. So this team obviously loaded up to make a run, and not just to lose in the way they lost, but to give up a lead. You know, like you said, it's very telling on Pep Guardiola's system, which honestly, we could sit here and say has not evolved.
I think that, like, when you look at the long term for Manchester City, when I mean long term, going into next year in the Premier League, I think City's going to be just fine. I think they're probably going to be finishing towards the top. Damien, I think a lot of these players are spent, and I think a lot of these players really would rather be on holiday. And that's the excuse right now. Let's get one thing straight. I'm saying it, but it's an excuse. That's every team, European giant, whoever it may be, if it's Atletico Madrid, if it's Manchester City, you saw Chelsea lose points on the table, losing to Flamengo. I know they're coming up this weekend. They're still in the tournament. But, Dame, it's been, hey, listen, we'd rather be on holiday. These games don't mean anything. And what does me crazy, it's tongue-in-cheek. You want to know why? Chelsea's made $70 million. $70 million it paid. Damien, it paid for the João Pedro deal.
Yeah.
And for those of you that didn't see, Chelsea recently signed João Pedro from Brighton for about $50 million. How do you think they paid for that? The FIFA Club World Cup. Yeah, that's how they paid for that.
In Manchester City's case, like, they disappointed throughout the regular season. They didn't win the Premier League. They didn't make a run in the Champions League. You know, really, the only place they competed was the FA Cup. So I would have thought that in this FIFA Club World Cup, you know, they would have had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, being that they didn't want to leave this season without silverware, being that Manchester City has kind of dominated the world of soccer in, what, the past 5 years, especially in England. So
I mean, they won the treble 2 years ago. They won the league, what, last year? I mean, Liverpool won this past year, but the year before that, yeah, I was right. 2 years ago, it was the treble. It was Champions League, the FA, or Damien, is it already 3 years ago? Because United won the FA Cup last year. Crystal Palace won it this year. We're 3 years separated from Manchester City winning the treble. I do believe, though, that they did win the league. What was it? 3 years straight. Regardless, folks, we could get into the details of City and whatever. It was a disgrace. That's the point I'm trying to make.
2002, 2023 was when they won the treble.
Yep. So
yeah, 3 years ago.
Damn near three years ago. 3 years ago. Now, remember, Jackie Grealish got so drunk he couldn't stand on his 2 feet. Fast forward 3 years, Damien, they're trying to sell him. One of the highest Premier League signings in the history of the league.
Or whatever they can get.
Can't even get on the field. Can't even get on the pitch for Manchester City. 888-760-3776 if you want to chime in on some football talk. We're talking FIFA Club World Cup and reacting to the mighty Manchester City. And Dame, and maybe it is them wanting to get the holiday. It's a disgrace.
I don't buy that, you know?
It's a disgrace. It's such a disgrace, and it's such a cop-out.
I don't buy it. If Manchester City would have at least won the Premier League, the FA Cup, or the UEFA Champions League, maybe we can sit here and talk, oh, they're checked out. They're just kind of, you know, preparing for next year. But being that they won nothing this year, I would have thought the FIFA World Cup would have been a priority for them.
Dame, I knew, and Dave Druda, he's our director of ops here at ESPN 106.3. He's hitched his wagon to the Manchester City train. And he told me, he goes, Riz, you know, when Haaland came out, I knew we were in trouble. I don't know why Pep subbed them out. I think that's where it went all wrong, is when Haaland came out of the game. And listen, I know they have plenty of capable players. Marmoush, you mentioned Reindeers. Like, listen, no business. In the end of the day, absolutely no business. And they were the most recent champion. So, Dame, the defending champion, officially out as of Monday, losing 4-3 to Al Hilal. I want to give Al Hilal and their supporters some credit, too. They were singing loud and proud well into the night in Miami from everything that I've heard. Dame and I had a ton of friends who came in for this game. My friend Brian Moore, big Manchester City guy, he came in for the game as well. Staying in Miami and hearing what's going on in the streets, Al fans were very loud. To be honest, I didn't even know that league had fans.
And that's
honest to God, and maybe that's me not giving the Saudi League credit. That's me wearing my MLS hat. But Damien, the Saudi League has been better than the MLS in this tournament so far.
I mean, if you really analyze it, the Saudi League, they pretty much got a European roster.
They
got the money to pay these guys. They can bring in like a player like Malcolm, who was in Europe for a long time, played for Barcelona, played for many teams in Europe. They can entice a player who's in the peak of their career to come over to the Saudi League. That's not something the MLS is in position to do, unfortunately.
Fluminense also winners on Monday. These are knockout round games at the FIFA Club World Cup round of 16. Gosh, Dame. I know we touched on it briefly last show, but like Inter Milan, baby. I mean, what?
Talk about free fall.
They almost did the Italian treble this year. They fumbled the cup to Napoli, the Serie A cup. They fumbled that to Napoli late in the year. They ultimately end up winning no silverware, and they get disgracefully bounced out of the FIFA Club World Cup. I think that's a big step back. You saw it from AC Milan this year, Dame. I think Inter Milan similarly could take a step back like AC Milan did this year in the league as we start coming up for Serie A play in late August.
Yeah, I mean, they lost their head coach to a Saudi Arabian team as well.
Yep.
That's a huge loss. I feel like the high point of Inter Milan's season was that win against Barcelona. After that, it's kind of like they're just on a full-on free fall. They lost the Champions League final 5-0. They had a disappointment outing in the FIFA Club World Cup. Now it's like we're questioning what's next. Like, they lost the head coach that kind of built that mini run that they had the past few years that they had. He was kind of at the forefront of it all. And now it's like, where is Inter Milan headed in the next few years?
Dame, let's move on to what happened yesterday. Real Madrid with a good win. We agree there. Now, Kylian Mbappe came in. Let's give some credit to the goalkeeper, by the way. Real Madrid was absolutely peppering Juve. Game should have been 4-0. I understand that, you know, Gonzalo Garcia, who I think might be the future Spain striker here coming up, folks. Listen, because Morata is not the guy that he – listen, Dame, I know I did this last show, but Morata has never been an elite striker in my eyes. The fact that he is the Spaniard striker on the national team is crazy. I think Gonzalo Garcia is probably going to be nipping at his heels, the young 21-year-old who scored the goal against Juventus. But I did want to give some credit to one of my Italians, Michele Di Giorgio, because he had an 8-4. An 8-4 MR, an 8-4 match rating, according to FotMob. I thought it should have been higher because he had the highest match rating out of anybody on that team. Damien, no one else on the team had over a 6.9.
Yeah.
And everyone over that was under a 6.5. So I really do think Juve, who probably, let's call a spade too, with how bad Juve played against Manchester City, crazy to me that they were even able to get into the knockout round because of goal differential and whatnot. But here we are. They actually played Madrid pretty tough, and a lot of it was because of the goalkeeper, Gregorio. I'm Italian.
Gregorio. Gregorio.
I'm half Sicilian. I can't even pronounce it. I'm a disgrace. Couldn't pronounce it the entire time I was watching the broadcast, too, by the way. But give him some credit because everyone else was terrible. But Real Madrid on their way to the next round, and it certainly seems like they're the team to beat. I know you're going to say PSG.
No, I actually got Real Madrid as the favorite.
You agree with me.
I do because Real Madrid, similar to Manchester City, you know, they've dominated European football in the past few years, and to note, Real Madrid did not win anything this year at all. They actually lost every single Clásico they had to Barcelona, so I think that's one team that has that chip on the shoulder, and they have showed it this Club World Cup. If you ask me, they're the favorite to win it all.
You said that Barcelona thing with a smile, by the way. Don't think I didn't.
It does feel good.
Damian Perez's main team, by the way, being Barcelona. Did you see the rumor that they might sell that kid Fermin?
I don't see it.
You don't see it happening? A lot of Premier League teams apparently coming in with millions of pounds to maybe change your mind.
He's kind of the odd man out in the group, if you think about it.
That and, listen, I know Barcelona fans don't want to admit this. The club is still bankrupt, similar to Manchester United. The club has made bad deals in the past and kind of dealing with money issues. Damien, that'd be a free, that'd be a tax-free,
you know what?
40
We got
40
a lottery
million,
ticket,
million
though.
Pounds.
Barcelona
Who's
has
that?
A lottery ticket.
Who's that?
Lamine Yamal. That is a lottery ticket.
Well, here's the thing. Hear
golden
me out
egg,
here.
Golden goose, whatever the term is.
Fair enough. Now, you guys wanted to give him the Ballon d'Or this year. I say you guys, you and our good buddy Elias Bustamante from 760 AM Deportes, you guys are ready to crown him the next Messi, the next great thing. Let's see him string together a couple of great seasons. He's done, what, 1.5? We'll call it 1.5. But they want to get Nico Williams.
Yeah.
And what would happen is the Firmino money would go towards Nico Williams because they're, you know, Damien, this is coming from a United fan, so take it for what it is, because you guys are broke. We're broke too, but we figure out a way to get some cash. This would be a way to get cash to go get Nico Williams. I also don't think, what is it, Athletic Bilbao? Who has Nico?
Yeah.
I always forget.
Athletic Club Bilbao.
There you go. I don't know if they're going to be willing to sell to Barcelona.
I don't think they have a choice. If they activate his release clause.
What's the clause? What's that?
I think it was like 57, 60 million.
All right, that's it.
That's just bad negotiating on their part. You know, if you re-sign your player, you got to give him like 100 million,
why,
200 million
release
clause.
Why are Premier League teams going? Why are teams going? If it's that cheap. I mean, my God, Damien, I'm seeing guys, you know, Brian Mbeumo is, you know.
You know what it is?
He might be going for 50, 60. Nico Williams.
At the end of the day, the player makes the decision if it comes down to a release clause because you have to agree to terms with the player. And he's kind of said, Barcelona's my only option. That's where I want to go. That's where I want to end up.
No, yeah, you're right. You got to get both sides to agree. Yep. Gosh, he's destined to wear that ugly,
I mean, his best friend
is
Lamine
Yamal.
Blue, red,
yellow. I'm not a Barca. Granted, Damien knows I'm not much of a. If I had to pick one, it's a la Madrid. But I'm starting to can't. To be honest, and listen, I know Jude Bellingham could be listening because they're practicing at the beautiful facilities. And I mean beautiful facilities
practice
over at Palm
just
Beach
wrapped
Gardens.
Up for them, actually.
Yeah, beautiful facilities over at Palm Beach Gardens. But they gatekeep in the sense of they get every great player now. Like, how about TAA?
That's the pedigree.
Trent Alexander-Arnold, who, by the way, did not, did he come in as a sub? He might have came, yeah, he did come in as a sub against Juve. I apologize.
I believe
or
he
no,
started.
No, he did start. He did start. Yeah, he had an assist in the game. He assisted the Garcia goal. Mm-hmm. That's on me. But regardless, TAA, Liverpool, who is right now the biggest team in England, they just won the Premier League. The Premier League, the most popular league that there is, he wanted to go to Real Madrid. So, like, that's what they got right now. And with Vinicius Jr., I was hoping Vinicius, they'd get rid of him and he'd come to United. Wouldn't he look good in Manchester Red?
I think I've kind of...
But you're not a Vinny guy. You're a Vinny hater.
It's not that I'm a Vinny hater, but if we look at Real Madrid and their situation, if, you know, there's kind of... It didn't work out. You know, you got to be honest. Last season...
It's one year.
It is one year, but that's a lot of egos to deal with, and Vinny's got a very big ego.
Jude, Vinny, Killian,
I look
Trent,
at it from the perspective...
Valverde. All right, one of my Turkish goats, Arda Güler.
If a Saudi Arabian team comes and knocks on the door and offers $200 million for Vinicius Jr. and you're Real Madrid, you got the means to let him go.
See, I don't like that.
But it's the reality. I don't like it either, but it's the reality.
But like Vinny going to the Saudi League and we're never going to hear from him again. How about this? Johan Duran? Duran. See how long he lasted over in Saudi? What, 5 months? Now he's playing for Fenerbahce. Help me out.
Fenerbahce.
Thank you. Turkish Turkey. League team. See, Dame, I rely on you to pronounce the tough pronouncing things that my dumb American butt can't pronounce. But listen, you go there, you make your money, and in 5 months you want to leave.
Yeah.
In five months you want to get the hell out of Dodge. Unless you're my goat, Cristiano Ronaldo, who is really the face of the league.
He's living like a king out there. There's levels to this, I feel like.
He's living like a pharaoh out there. He's living like a pharaoh out there. But regardless, getting back on track, Real Madrid 1-0 victory over Juve, playing well in this competition at the FIFA Club World Cup. They will move on to the Elite Eight coming up. By the way, the matchups that are set in stone that we're going to be seeing this weekend. And Dame, I did take a couple of games with our good friends at Hard Rock Bet. I'll fill you in just a second. Dude, Damien, these are amazing matchups.
Yep.
Absolutely. I don't think... All right, maybe outside of Al Hilal and Fluminense, outside of that matchup, Chelsea and Palmeiras, I think, is must-see TV. Dude, Palmeiras is sick. Would you agree with this?
They would be like a Palmeiras mid-table team sick. In the Premier League.
Dude, they're sick.
Yeah.
And, like, you and Elias have tried to turn me on to the South American soccer, and then, brother, I'm in. I'm all in on some of these
teams.
And
it's mainly Brazil because they have the monetary value. They have the means to compete with these contracts and these European teams.
Gabriel Martinelli, who's on his way up, by the way, I don't think he'll play. He'll sniff the pitch for Arsenal once they figure out who their winger is going to be. But regardless, Martinelli, who's very serviceable for Arsenal for years, where did they find him? In the third league?
Yeah.
They found him in the third league in the Brazilian league. So Damien's on to something. But Chelsea and Palmeiras, must-see TV. That's coming up on the 4th. And then coming up on the 5th, PSG and Bayern Munich, Real Madrid and Borussia Dortmund. Damien, those are PSG, Bayern, Madrid and Dort, those are Champions League UEFA-esque matchups.
How about that side of the bracket in general?
Yes, unbelievable. And I got to give credit. You wonder who I give credit to is Monterrey. Monterrey played Dort pretty tough.
Yeah.
They did.
The second half was pretty much dominated completely by Monterrey.
And listen, I love the Herons, all right? And I hope the Herons win that MLS Cup this year. But Dame, Saudi and Mexico outperformed the MLS this tournament.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's sad. It's sad. It's sad. And I like to think that...
Well, they don't have a cap.
That's
really what it comes down to. The MLS got to figure that out with the salary cap. You just can't build a roster to compete in these international tournaments. And that's the reality.
Are you a Star Wars guy?
Yeah.
Or is this, okay. Episode 3. When Anakin cuts off Mace Windu's hand and Palpatine... Unlimited power! That's what the MLS needs to do. They need to get their unlimited power where we could just buy everything.
Yeah.
The MLS needs to, we need to start throwing.
There are owners who can do that.
Correct. And that's what Saudi does. What the hell do you think Saudi does? Right? Where do they buy? Henderson?
I mean,
hold on. Who was the former midfielder for Liverpool?
It was Henderson. Henderson did end up going over there.
And all that money. And did he leave in 3 months? Absolutely. But at the same time, like, you do that in the MLS. And forgive me for thinking, listen, I love my country. I love the United States of America. I know it's the best country in the world. Better than Saudi. Where would you rather live, Malibu or Saudi? I'm picking Malibu, California, 10 days out of 10. Where you at? Beautiful West Palm Beach? You want to go play with Messi? Live in West Palm? Yeah. Hell yeah, you do. Start throwing some money at them, MLS teams. But I had to say, the Mexican League and the Saudi League outplaying the MLS. I think it stinks. You want to know what stinks, Dame? I wish Inter Miami. PSG is just such a juggernaut right now. I think if they played Dort, they would have fared better. Now we're gonna get into the game here in just a second. I want to finish our FIFA Club World Cup chatter. Now you can listen to Damian and I coming up this Saturday morning. We're gonna have tailgate. We're gonna be continuing to talk about the FIFA Club World Cup. But Dame, PSG, Bayern, Real Madrid, Dort, Palmeiras, Chelsea, Al Hilal, and Fluminense. Give me the matchup you're looking forward to the most.
Oh, this is easy for me. PSG versus Bayern Munich. That's the matchup for me. I think those have been the two, them two and Real Madrid, honestly, because Bayern Munich has had a dominant FIFA Club World Cup. And I understand, you know, maybe they had the easier group. We can argue that. But that's the matchup for me, PSG, Bayern Munich.
I agree. And I think PSG and Bayern, when you look at the quality, Dame, when you look at now, I think PSG, and it might be unfair for me to say this because Bayern went deep into champs. And they also won their, I mean, Dame, they won the German league, the Bundesliga, by a landslide this year. Not even close. But I think they're very, as far as talent discrepancy, they're very close. They're very close with talent. But PSG plays more like a team. Last thing I want to mention here, it's about Bayern. Before we move on to Messi Mania presented by our good friends at PNC. Dame, no one wants to play for Bayern Munich anymore. I think that's the... That my friends and I were talking about it the other night. These players, like, can you imagine if Bayern didn't get Olise? I understand Kaiser Kane is there, and I love Harry Kane. I love the Kaiser. But these players, like, they're turning down Bayern Munich. I can't fathom that because, Dame, outside of Real and Barcelona and maybe Manchester United, at least in the early 2000s and company, Bayern was right up there for one of the more successful soccer football clubs in the entire world. No one really wants to play there anymore. No one wants to go there. No one wants to play. I saw a story the other day about big-time players passing up on playing for Bayern Munich.
I don't get it.
I really don't
understand it.
It's probably the league.
Yeah.
I mean, look at what happened to Leverkusen. They got gutted of everybody. Wertz is on Liverpool, right? I mean, all
Frimpong.
Those... Even back in the day, Kai Havertz. Havertz going to Chelsea. Like... I don't know. I feel like outside of Bayern, there's nobody in that league. It's similar to PSG and Liga. It's and the sad part is, you get one of the Saudi-backed owners to buy one of those, to say, buy Leverkusen. And how about on the French side, too? To buy Marseille, all of a sudden, you know, they got a rival. Because they're going to spend astronomical money.
I mean, we saw it with Newcastle.
All comes down to money. Look at the Prem teams that have come up. But to your point, Newcastle. Brighton Hove, my God, I left the stove on.
Manchester City. I mean, I know they've kind of had a decade where they've ran things, but before that, they were like a bottom tier team.
Talking to a United diehard here. You want to know what I call it? Plastic. It's a plastic club, mate.
And
it's a plastic club.
Let's be real. PSG's another one.
I give them the benefit of the doubt because I rooted for them before Saudi bought them. Another United goat. Not necessarily goat, but you get my term. Edison Cavani, you know, Cavani, Di Maria. These teams are fun.
Lavezzi.
These teams are a lot of fun.
Pastore.
A lot of fun. Let's do a little Messi Mania presented by our good friends over at PNC.
It's time for a little Messi Mania on Pink Smoke, presented by PNC Bank. The latest match results, highlights, and everything Messi starts now. Brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Learn more at PNC.com. PNC Bank, National Association member FDIC.
Putting one behind the keeper takes more than talent. Sure, the pros make it look easy, but there's a whole lot of boring work behind it. Hours of drills, scrimmages, and dedication to the craft that ultimately pay off in a brilliant goal-scoring move. PNC Bank knows that it's the same with money. That's why they take a smart, steady, and, well, boring approach. So, you can make brilliant money moves that help you score your own goals. And PNC Bank makes it easy and convenient to manage your money when and where it works for you, including with new branch locations opening across Miami. See how keeping your money boring can be the brilliant move for you. Visit PNC.com/brilliantlyboring. PNC Bank, proud banking sponsor of Inter Miami CF radio broadcasts and Brilliantly Boring since 1865. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., All rights reserved. Member FDIC.
So a little Messi mania on Pink Smoke. Now, Messi played well at the FIFA Club World Cup. Everything I read is just doomsdaying that Messi's going to leave. Argentinian media outlets have hashtag, this is what I say when you don't really have a credible source, hashtag fans with sources. You know, people speculating Messi leaving ahead of the World Cup, Dame, to get quote unquote real competition. What are your thoughts on this?
I don't believe it. I don't see it. It doesn't make sense because I feel like at this stage in his career, I get the World Cup right around the corner and that he wants that, I guess, the 6-month window to prepare for the World Cup. But we're talking about his family's lifestyle as well. You know, the family has kind of started a life down here in Miami. It was kind of the plan to be here long term. I just don't buy it. I don't think in this stage of his career, he kind of needs those 6 months playing, you know, competitive, risking injuries. Why not do it where you're comfortable and in a league that doesn't demand so much where you can risk an injury throughout the season?
Obviously, the World Cup coming up here in the States. I'm looking forward to that. Getting games down at Hard Rock Stadium, getting games all across the country. I'm really excited for this to come to the States. And I think, Dame, the FIFA Club World Cup is like the appetizer. It's the calamari. What's your favorite appetizer?
Mozzarella sticks.
I was about to say.
It's a classic.
Dude, so good.
Can't go wrong.
So good. I love calamari.
The Duffy's ones, wow.
Yeah, Duffy's is great. Duffy's, by the way, my favorite thing on that menu, that chicken sandwich, that honey garlic. So it's technically, Dame, listen to what I do. The buffalo sandwich, it's crispy. It's crispy chicken with like.
I get it with the firecracker sauce. I know the one you're talking about.
I get
about.
It with the honey garlic sauce. Really good. Really good.
Honey garlic, wow.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Good on wings, too. Good on wings, too. Anyway, getting back, you know, obviously with the World Cup coming up, Messi has played, how about this, Dame? 184 caps Lionel Messi has. I want you to, 184 caps.
With Inter Miami?
No, with Argentina. 184 caps with the Argentinian national team in his career. How many goals do you think he has?
180 caps. 184
caps.
160.
Not quite. 112. Still unbelievable. Damn, he's scoring. You know, I'm public school guy over here. What is he scoring at 70% of his matches? Unbelievable. And forgive me for thinking that next summer, like, damn, I thought after the Saudi World Cup, the Qatar World Cup, I go, you know, this is the last we'll see of Messi being at his best. I mean, damn, played great at the Club FIFA World Cup. Do you think like it looks like he's lost a step? I don't.
No.
Now, I am the guy who waves the flag of Cristiano Ronaldo being the best ever. I think Messi right now has a little bit more than Ronaldo. I don't even think it's... And the sad part is, and Cristiano, if you're listening, I love you, but the sad part is I don't even think it's close. I don't even think it's close. Ronaldo had that big goal against... and you told me that trophy didn't mean anything, but...
The Nations League?
Yeah, he had that big goal.
Against Spain? Was it Spain?
It's an unreal goal, and I know you refuse to give him credit. But I think, Dame, the discrepancy of where they are, I think Messi has more
it's
left.
It's the World Cup, really, because if it wasn't for that World Cup, you can kind of say, you can kind of make an argument. But with that World Cup, I think it kind of like tips it over to the side of Messi for sure.
So my two teams on the world side, the United States men's national team, over everybody. And then Italy, because I'm half Sicilian and I love my Italianos, okay? I've rooted for them my whole life. But it looks like they both might stink, Damian Perez. Now, let's give the U.S. team some credit. I'm going to watch that game against Guatemala here coming up in 30 minutes. But, you know, they're probably not making it to the knockout
round.
That's
not the test, though.
It's
not. Guatemala's not the test,
I'm just all, I'm all upset that, you know, Poch is going to see his players, regardless. The point I'm trying to make is I'm probably going to hitch my wagon to Portugal and Ronaldo so he can win a World Cup.
He needs it.
He needs it. He needs it. People, like, the brand of Ronaldo, people are running away with Messi as the GOAT, and I understand it. And I love Messi, too. I'm a rare bird in the sense of I love LeBron James and I love Michael Jordan. I love Ronaldo and I love Messi. If I had to pick one, I'm picking LeBron. If I had to pick one, I'm picking Ronaldo because they played for my favorite teams. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So, you got that emotional attachment.
But regardless, folks, today, the Messi mania that happened is Messi at the FIFA Club World Cup playing like he's 25 years old, doing everything he can to will Inter Miami to a victory, it ultimately not being enough. And the reports of maybe Messi playing Champions League level soccer before the FIFA Club World Cup, or before the FIFA World Cup, I'm sorry, the true World Cup between the nations teams that's going to be happening in the States coming up next summer. But I agree with our good buddy Damian Perez here. I think it's more Messi, and I say he's playing like a 25-year-old, but he's not 25 and single with the crazy bowl cut haircut. This is the refined father Messi, husband Messi. They like it in Miami, and I don't see him moving the family to play 6 months at some godforsaken European city. With all due respect, I don't see it. I just don't see it. 888-760-3776 is that number to call on in. You got any soccer topics you want to touch on? The FIFA Club World Cup, the FIFA World Cup coming up next summer. Inter Miami. We'll talk more Inter Miami coming up next. We will check out the Lytle Rider Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath injury report. Later on, we'll go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. Just getting the party started right here on Pink Smoke.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
FIFA Club World Cup round of eight coming up. Getting really excited. You know, maybe a Chelsea-PSG final. Is that Chelsea's side to lose, by the way? The three teams left on that side, what? Palmeiras,
Fluminense,
and Al Ahly. Thanks, City. Thanks, Manchester City. On the other side, though, Real Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, PSG, and Bayern Munich. Those teams will all be facing off coming up this weekend. Dame, I took Chelsea plus 105. I took PSG. They were getting plus odds. And then I took the favorite, Real, like minus 155. My parlay is plus 625.
I love it. I mean, that one is really going to come down to that Chelsea match.
So it's Chelsea, really? So Chelsea, Real, and PSG. No, the one I'm worried about is Bayern.
I was going to say.
Bayern's played well in this tournament. Michael Olise, the Frenchman,
yeah,
playing well.
He's been great.
Kaiser Kane. Do you like that nickname, by the way?
Yeah,
Kaiser
it's Kane. Got a ring to it.
Yeah, my brother and I came up with that probably a decade ago. But regardless, the FIFA Club World Cup in full swing. By the way, Damian and I are in extra time as soccer fans. Usually, all we're doing is refreshing Fabrizio Romano on X at this time of the year. But no, we got actual meaningful football.
Full-blown action.
Being played. Speaking of football, our new Miami Herons are going to be taking on Montreal. That is going to be a 7:30 kickoff. A 7:30 kickoff coming up this Saturday. Let's take a look at the Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath injury report.
Now it's time for the Inter-Miami injury report, presented by Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath.
And now a fight for it. One right back by Inter-Miami.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Representing injured people and their families for more than 35 years. Visit foryourrights.com.
Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath. Folks, if you know somebody that has been injured, Lytle, Ryder, Smith, Ivy, and Fronrath have been doing it for 35 years down here in South Florida. Go visit foryourrights.com. That is foryourrights.com. They are our sponsor for the Inter-Miami Injury Report. David Ruiz, hamstring. Gonzalo Luan, hamstring. Yannick Bright, hamstring. How about that? Yannick Bright did not play at the FIFA Club World Cup.
We definitely missed him.
And he's still probably unavailable. Now, Dame, let's talk quickly about that 4-0 loss against PSG. You said something to me early on in the week that I wanted you to reiterate. Where did you think Inter Miami lost the game?
After we gave up that second goal.
Explain.
I think if Inter Miami would have took that 1-0 deficit into the half, it would have been a completely different game in the second half. But after that second goal, it's kind of like it all just came down from a motivational standpoint, just the energy. It just kind of like...
And let's give credit. Neves is a fantastic player, the young Portuguese. Maybe this... Him and Kvaratskhelia, probably the signings of the year. Regardless, no Yannick Bright. The reason I went there, Yannick Bright could have helped in that game against PSG, certainly defending the pivot, the central midfield pivot. He's a box-to-box kind of player. So Yannick Bright, hamstring. The hamstring boys include, once again, Yannick Bright, Gonzalo Luan, David Ruiz. Drake Callender, the hernia. He's getting pushed back to mid-July. Ian Frey. Ian Frey groin. I feel like I did that. I had the same exact reaction last week, Dame. Did he play against PSG? I don't think
no,
he did.
No. He got hurt the game before.
I don't even think he was available on the bench either.
He wasn't, nope.
So Inter Miami has a long laundry list of players who are injured. Now, Montreal, Caden Clark, Fabian Herbers, Giacomo Frioni, and Jalen Neal. Those are the players that they are going to be probably missing out on coming up at the 7:30 mark, July 5th. At 7:30, the ball is going to be rolling there in Montreal. I will be going live with the pregame show coming up at 7 p.m. Now, Damian, Montreal, the worst team, almost said, in the MLS. And hold on, 14. Oh, God, the LA Galaxy are a disgrace. They are tied for the second worst team on the Supporters Shield table. They are the worst team, though, on that Eastern Conference side. They have 14 points on the table. They are tied with... I apologize. I was looking at both tables. So St. Louis City, by the way, who I believe was damn near at the MLS Cup 2 years ago. They have 15 points on the table. Montreal has 14. Galaxy 9. How about the Galaxy, Dame? I feel like I do this all the time.
Defending champion Galaxy.
Yeah. We'll talk more about that coming up when we go around the MLS. But, Dame, what do you want to see from Inter Miami as we get the ball rolling at 7:30 on Saturday?
Honestly, this is a game where Inter Miami, I believe the pressure is on them to win this game. Starting this, I guess, this next MLS run with a lot of games. We have 16 games, and I think the rest of the MLS has got 20. So it's going to be a long stretch of games and not so much time. So I think this against Montreal, I believe they got 3 losses in the last 5. This has to be a game where Inter Miami gets a win.
Inter Miami won their last 2 fixtures heading into the break. They also got that draw, Dame, against Philadelphia. I was calling it a month ago the draw that started it all. But certainly, Inter Miami needs to get out on a good foot. Now, Dame, couple of things. I want to know what Mascherano is going to do tactically. Remember before the FIFA Club World Cup, he was mixing it up with a 4-4-2, 4-3-3. Guys were playing out of position. I think do you agree with me that he found something in the 4-4-2 that he played at the FIFA Club World Cup? I know it didn't work against PSG. An absolute nightmare. Outside of Redondo and Messi, I thought everyone had a stinker. Ustari was decent enough. Made a couple of saves. But I think you're going to be seeing a 4-4-2 from Mascherano as we get ready to prepare for Montreal coming up on Saturday.
Yeah, and the 2 games before the FIFA Club World Cup kicked off, you know, one of them was against Montreal. They won 4-2 with that 4-4-2, and then they beat Columbus 5-1. So if you're asking me if there's a winning formula with that formation, I would have to say yes, absolutely.
And then looking at the defenders, no one was out of position outside of Noah Allen against Palmeiras. Allen, usually a center back.
Who actually got hurt.
Do you think Mascherano is going to go back to switching players out and whatnot? When I mean switching players out, switching them, like Noah Allen, a lifelong center back playing fullback. Damien, I don't like that. I don't like that. And I hope as we begin the MLS season, Mascherano kind of doesn't do that. Like, I don't want to see Telesco Segovia playing striker. I don't want to see Telesco Segovia having to track back on defense. Like, Segovia is an attacking player who needs the ball in the middle of the field centralized.
Yes.
That makes passes that lead to goals. So, I don't know. I don't want to be hard on Javier. I thought you would agree that the FIFA Club World Cup, a tremendous success, 21 million making it to the knockout round.
Yeah, I mean, nobody expected Inter Miami to make it out of that group, and in fact, they did in a dominant fashion.
Now, 4-0 stinks. There's nothing I can do.
Inter Milan lost 5-0 in that final. Right. They beat Atletico Madrid 4-0 in that same tournament. I mean, PSG is kind of, they're a different beast.
They are right now, but 4-0 stinks. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. But I think Mascherano has at least convinced me to trust. It's funny, yeah, on a game by game basis, but I trust Mascherano at least for the next month. You know, rendezvous with me August 2nd. Let's see where Inter Miami is. I think we're both going to be happy. I think, Dame, my hot take here, if we fast forward 1 month from now, I think you and I are going to be very happy with where Inter Miami is going to be on the table. Do you think Messi takes a step back in playing? Because here's my thing, quickly. And I know I asked you. Why the hell ask you if I'm going to butt in on you? But quickly, I think Messi takes a step back, Dame. I think the important cups outside of the MLS Cup are done. The FIFA Club World Cup is gone. Gold Cup no longer. So, like, what? Messi, I think Messi is going to be pacing himself for the MLS playoffs.
And you can do that with the MLS structure.
Which, and last year, they had 73 points. You know what I mean? I don't think Inter Miami is, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, Dave. Do you think the Supporters' Shield is high on the list? I don't.
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I mean,
so.
You saw how that worked out for Inter Miami last year. We got the Supporters' Shield, but it feels like the season ultimately wasn't a success.
And I know Inter Miami fans who are listening in their cars right now or on your Alexa smart speaker saying, play ESPN West Palm. I know people that are watching us on YouTube, Twitter/X, Facebook. Like, they don't want to hear that. Inter Miami fans don't want to hear that Messi's not going to be playing in some of these games. But, Dame, how many, like, I damn near want to go back and look. Messi has played in, like, what, 10 straight games? It's almost to that point. Like, obviously, he played in every single game at the FIFA Club World Cup. But if we rewind to Montreal, he played in that. He played against Philadelphia. He played against Orlando. He played against San Jose. He played against Minnesota. He played against New York Red Bulls. He played against Vancouver. Might be like 10 straight fixtures that Lionel Messi has played in
straight.
And
we got 4 matches in 10 days coming up.
This is a game where Messi doesn't play. That's all I'm saying.
Against Montreal?
Yeah. It's a game he doesn't play. Would you agree?
I think
they're dead last on the table.
It would make sense.
10 straight fixtures.
But I think Messi himself will want to play in that game. And if Messi goes up to Mascherano and says, listen, I'm playing, I don't think there's anybody in the world who can tell Messi, no, you're not.
New England, hang on, Montreal, New England, Nashville, Cincinnati, Red Bull, Cincinnati, Atlas. And listen, that's League's Cup. Let me quickly figure out what country Atlas plays in. That is Mexico. Wow, are they top table? When does that league start?
The Mexican League?
Yeah. Because I'm seeing 0 points on the table there. Did that already happen?
It actually starts July 11th.
That's why.
That's
okay.
The first match.
Yeah, because I'm like, wait a minute. Atlas is top of the table? Makes sense now. Let's take our final timeout of the program. When we come back, Damian Perez and I will go around the MLS. You are listening to Pink Smoke, Mike Rizzo, Damian Perez on ESPN 106.3.
This is Pink Smoke, brought to you by PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865. Here's Mike Rizzo.
Want more from your drive? This is it. The all-new Audi Q5 with a powerful sporty silhouette, dynamic handling, and responsive steering that makes every ride better than the last. An all-new interior with a digital stage with you in mind. Introducing the all-new Audi Q5, our best made better. Test drive the all-new 2025 Audi Q5 at your local South Florida Audi dealer or visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. That is AudiUSA.com to learn more. Couple minutes of showtime left here. It is time to go around the MLS with our good friends at Audi. And Dame, I mentioned, if we fast forward a month from now, I think we're going to like where Javier Mascherano has this Inter-Miami Heron squad positioned. Right now, Inter-Miami is 6th. Now, Dame, explain to me the games again. What's going on with the games played?
So Inter-Miami's got 16 games played, and basically everybody else that's ahead of them has 20.
So that means Inter-Miami's going to be having a lot of two-game-a-week weeks.
Correct. And there's 11 points between Inter-Miami and Philadelphia, which is the leader in this Eastern Conference.
Yeah, everybody has played 20 outside, and let me go to the supporter shield here. These are the teams that have not played the full 20. Portland, Inter-Miami, Seattle, Chicago, NYCFC, LAFC, New England, FC Dallas, Real Salt Lake, Toronto, and Atlanta. Wow. I'll tell you what. LAFC's in a rut.
Yeah, and Giroud.
Did they fire their coach?
And Giroud's basically, you know, 1 foot out the door.
Did I see right that Ange Postecoglou is...
Yeah. Yep.
Big Ange? That's my guy, by the way.
He is a candidate.
I don't want any Big Ange slander.
That would be a great signing.
That'd be unreal.
That'd be a great signing for LAFC.
Be a home run. That guy won the FA Cup.
I don't think he should have got fired by Tottenham.
Tottenham's a disgrace. That's a... Don't even get me started. That Mickey Mouse joint over there in London. But LAFC, 26 points on the table for them. The supporter shield, by the way, Philly on top, to Damian's credit. How about San Diego?
Yeah. The expansion team.
Wow. Didn't they in Miami? We played them. We played them a month ago. Am I right on that, or am I thinking of Montreal?
I think it's Montreal, but we've definitely played San Diego. Have we played them this season?
I think we have. Hold on.
No, not yet.
Who am I thinking of, Dame? Oh, San Jose.
San Jose.
Different
San. That
was
the 3-3 game. We're in Miami, yeah. I believe, had a 3-1 lead, and we blew it.
That's it. Yeah, we were here. Dame, oh yeah, we were here for every MLS game.
Yep.
Damian and I, by the way, we, it's hysterical. I wish there were a camera on us watching these games. Goals are scored. I'm banging on the glass. I'm Deportes in the production studio. It's going to be good to get back on track coming up on Saturday. Once again, if you're just joining us, we're going around the MLS presented by our good friends at Audi. Go test drive that Audi Q5, the brand new Audi Q5, at your local South Florida Audi dealer today. Visit AudiUSA.com to learn more. But more from, you know, the MLS, a lot of surprise teams this year. I think Nashville is one of them as well. Josh Bauer, we got to interview him. He is the right back for Nashville SC this year. They are third right now on that Eastern Conference with 38 points. They have played the full 20, though, as Damian alluded to. Inter-Miami still only with 16. They could certainly make up some ground. But Minnesota, I think, a surprise team. Vancouver.
Cincinnati's another one.
The entire Western table right now, San Diego, Vancouver, Minnesota.
It's like it's flipped upside down almost.
Right. And Vancouver's playing without Berhalter right now, who is playing for the United States team right now. He's been a Dame.
Who I don't know if you saw.
It's been a disgrace. It's been a disgrace.
I believe Bayern Munich is narrowing in on a signing for Berhalter.
Yeah. Listen, I don't mean to poo. I know we're going around the MLS. We love the MLS. Remember what I told you about Bayern, how nobody wants to go there? Anyway, you get what I'm trying to say here.
That'd be a great signing for him, though.
I mean, my God, to go play in the Bundesliga, and I think it would help him, but like, didn't he miss the pen?
Yeah.
God.
That was a horrible scene.
My God.
Not only did he miss it, but I don't know if you remember,
dude,
the camera.
Put it on target. He sailed it.
The camera focused in on his dad, his mom, and his whole family right after he missed that penalty. And it was just utter disappointment.
All right, no one deserves that.
That was,
I could be critical of his play.
Foul play.
It's the guy's family.
Yeah,
that's a disgrace. I did that. I must have been.
That was a cheap shot by the
cameraman.
What
happened? So you want to know what happened? He missed that. And I went surrender Cobra, and I did a lap around the apartment. That's why I missed that.
But Freeze kind of saved him, the goalkeeper for the United States.
What did he say, Dame? And when they asked him post game,
what did he say?
Pens are my thing. I loved that answer.
I mean, he was loving it out there.
Yeah. Glenn Crooks, by the way, the play-by-play announcer for NYCFC, he interviewed Freeze. Freeze plays for NYCFC. Saw him the draw. It was the first game of the year we saw Freeze. First game of the year when Toto Aviles picked up the red card in, what, the 10th minute?
Mm.
Ugh. Remember when we couldn't stop picking up red cards? Ustari against Charlotte. But going back to around the MLS, it's really the Western Conference, San Diego, Vancouver, Minnesota. No one had that on
Vancouver?
Their bingo card.
Vancouver's kind of fallen apart in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
3 losses in their last 5. A team that started out on fire. They made it to the finals of the CONCACAF Champions. Ever since that, they've kind of been on a downward spiral.
The hell is Portland? Portland came out of the woodwork, too, on that Western table. The Sounders are 5th. As I mentioned, though, LAFC, man, the two teams that I thought in that Western Conference that were going to make noise were the LA teams. The Galaxy should, you know, they should play the youth kids at this point with 1-6-13.
And I remember there was a good amount of people that were upset when Inter Miami was the MLS team to go to the FIFA Club World Cup. There was a lot of people that were saying it should have been LA Galaxy. Imagine that.
Yeah. They would have been a disgrace just like their LA counterpart. Dude, they lost to a Tunisian team. Dame. Tunisian team.
They could have tied that game, but they missed a penalty, I believe, in like the 95th, 97th minute. Luanga.
And then what team lost to the club team? Achbald? Was that Fluminense? Was Flamengo? It was a Brazilian team. Regardless, there are a couple of surprises at the FIFA Club World Cup, but certainly the LA Galaxy. I think they showed their true colors this year.
I think the biggest surprise we can sit here and say was Inter Miami beating Porto.
Yeah. I mean, it was the first time FIFA competition that an MLS team was able to beat a team out of UEFA. And Porto, man, Not what they used to be. Let's just put it that way. Great win for the Herons. Folks, you hear that music, that means it is time for us to go. Just a reminder, 7:30 kickoff for Inter-Miami coming up on Saturday. Montreal and Inter-Miami, it's going to be in Montreal. I will be live at 7 o'clock on 106.3 ESPN. And then Damian on 7:60 a.m. will be live at 6:30 with the whole crew. Fernando, Leo, all ready to go. First time the last game in a while. It's a freaking game. I got to shake the cobwebs.
Feels like the season is starting over again.
I got to call Ken LaVica to make sure he's been resting that voice. Folks, sometimes friends have to go away, but a part of them stays with you forever. Remember that in this life. Everyone have a great July 4th weekend. Make sure you listen to Russo and Rizzo coming up tomorrow, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. All of our local programming, too. Don't forget about Theoretically Speaking from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. with Theo. We'll see you later. Bye.